Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
You on the radio, yeah, you gotta get you on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement. And if you're just tuning in now, guess what? You missed half the show. I mean, come on. We got to get you here for all 2 hours. But if you missed it, you get to go back in the Wayback Machine and listen to the podcast. So go back and take a listen to that. Around the House Online.com is where you can find it, because we've got it on SoundCloud. We've got it on iTunes. We've got a place for you to listen to that show anywhere. So that's the great part of that. And if you're out driving around, you can always catch us on KXL's iHeartMedia. So you can find us out there as well. So tune in on there. You know, a little app on your car stereo. It says iHeart. You can jump on there and use it there. That's the great thing. So, all right, guys. Well, we've been talking a little bit about hoarding, and I want to get your calls because we're just going to talk a little bit more about this and then jump into some lead paint and some maybe connected home stuff. We got a lot of show ahead, and we're going to give away some 30-second outdoor cleaner in this hour.
Not yet,
but this hour, because, you know, I'm sure you've got that grime, you know, all that little kind of winter funk hanging around that you can make go away pretty easily. So we'll jump into that. But I want to get your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Because we're going to kind of take all your calls like we always do. All those home improvement questions, we have fun with it. Well, I wanted to kind of put a nice little bow about the hoarding thing, you know. And Jordan, we've been talking about this a little bit. Hoarding is something that we don't want to confuse with people that have collections.
Exactly. No, I mean, and people, you know, you have stamp collections or anything like that. You can have hundreds or thousands of those. That's not hoarding. That's a collection. That's collecting, completely different.
You might have an out of control collecting problem.
Oh, yeah.
But that might not be hoarding.
And that could be, you know, a good thing down the line. That's why we're collections.
Collection can bring you money. Hoarding probably costs
probably
you
not
money.
So much.
Yeah. You know, and I've seen some great collections out there, and there's TV shows about people that have amazing collections out there. But the one thing that you've got to be careful with, and again, it just kind of comes down to a combination of mental health and physical health with this stuff, because, you know, you can have a house that can literally just be not savable because of hoarding. And that's where you get into problems, is if you're breaking floor joists. You know, the bathroom and the kitchen has been overgrown with, you know, filth. And there comes a point where you look at it, it's like, wow, the land is worth more than the home is. And that's where you got to be a little careful with some of that stuff, that people can take it, especially, you know, with many times with hoarding folks or people that they're kind of shut in, they're not working, they're on low income, or they've got money, but they're just not taking care of things. And just things we can do out there to be better people and better neighbors, to help out our loved ones or whatever on this Mother's Day weekend. If you got a mom that's out there, maybe getting some help. And it's something that my recommendation is, get some solid mental health professionals in, if it's in your family, to help them. You know, you can't go in there and strong arm. You're not going to be very successful with strong arm and just go, we're going to throw everything away. It's not going
to
work.
Almost everything in there means something to that person. You can't go in and do it like that.
Yeah, it's going to go sideways. So if you've ever watched the hoarding shows on TV and you've learned something from it, get a professional in there and you can make a difference. So 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And I wanted to talk a little bit about, oh, geez, there's so much stuff. Lead paint. Let's jump into this for a little bit. There is more confusion out there that I found, and it's not anybody's fault, but I really learned some stuff on lead paint this week because I didn't realize, and this is where we're going to go into the, boy, if Eric didn't know, how can other people not know? But I was really surprised when looking at it. If you are a landlord and you have one basically house or unit, you are still required in a 1978 house, if you're going to go work on it, you need to get a certificate from the Oregon Health Authority. You need to get their OHA renovation firm certificate. So if you're working on that old house, you need to have that certificate to be legally working on your property. And that's really because of, well, you know, lead paint safety. If you've got somebody out there and that is considered a money-making thing right there. So if you're working on your own house, you're okay. If it's not your primary place of residence and you're getting money off of it, now you start to get into needing that OHA renovation firm certificate. So I've got more information on that. I'm going to put some more information up on our Facebook site. But because here's what happens, and this is where you've got to be careful out there with lead paint. And I just wanted to clarify this out there because it's an important one. If you're hiring a painting company to come in and you've got a lead paint issue in your home, let's say. So if you got an older home prior to 1978 and you got lead paint in there and you want to hire somebody to come in and maybe renovate or do work in there or repaint, they need to have their to be approved for working on lead paint. So, and that's very easy to do. If you take their Oregon CCB number in Oregon, go onto the CCB webpage, look it up. It'll say whether they're lead paint certified or not. It's that simple. It's super clear. But now if you want them to go through and remove lead paint and actually abate the lead paint and make the lead paint go away out of that space, that's an abatement company. That's a completely different license that you need. And that actually, instead of going through the Oregon CCB, that is now a removal company that has to go through the Oregon Health Authority. And they have a list that's pretty short that you can get. And I've got it here. So if you want either one of these lists, I can email that over to you. Just send me an email at ath@kxl.com and I can give that to you. I'll forward it over to you. There's some good links, but there's a short list of people here in the state that can do lead paint abatement. So think of those two things as different kind of scopes of work for somebody. You need to have a lead paint person work on your home for doing some work, but if you want to have it removed, that's considered abatement. So just make sure you're kind of following the rules out there. And that's definitely kind of what I call in a little bit of a buyer beware. If you're out there shopping contractors, make sure if your home is prior to 1978 that they're doing that, because it's very easy to do a lead paint test. And it's a good thing to do when you're doing DIY projects around. I mean, you can find lead paint anywhere. And the more commercial of an application, I think the more likely you're going to find it. I mean, if you're working on, outdoor furniture that you're going to paint real quick, you can find it there. You can find it a lot of different places you don't think. So just be careful for that stuff. That lead paint was great paint. And ironically, the nicer the finish back in the old days, and I say the old days, from 1940 to 1978, the nicer the paint, probably the more lead that's in it. And you can go to your hardware store and get these little lead paint test kits where you just 3M makes them, you snap them, and then you basically rub this little stick on there, and in 30 seconds it'll tell you whether you got lead paint or not, and it'll glow bright red and tell you whether you're clean or not. That might be where you start to think about bringing in a professional, because you don't want to see anybody getting sick out there, especially if it's a rental or things like that. You want to limit that liability and, well, make somebody else responsible for it. That's the fun part.
That, and especially if there's kids in the area.
Yeah, absolutely. Just got to be safe with that. Got to be safe with that. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. I want to take all your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns. Stopping on the byway.
Back to back slash night flight 0 hour 9 a.m.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G., where we talk home improvement each Saturday all over the Radio Northwest Network. I want to get your calls today at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Make sure you jump over to our Facebook page, because that's where this show goes all week long. You can ask questions. We get back to you pretty quickly on it. And, you know, sometimes things happen in the middle of the week you need advice on, and that's where we have an easy way to get a hold of us, and that's at ATHKXL. So if you go to Facebook and just go open that little search thing and use the at symbol, ATHKXL, and you'll find it there. And I just posted up on that Facebook page our number one's podcast, so take a look over there. If you missed our hoarding discussion, we've got it hiding over there, as well as you're going to find out all that new content. And then you can jump over to as well and see all of my Morgan Day Oregon segments that I do for Meredith. Those are over there on Around the House Online. And so you're going to find some of the stuff I just did, filmed one that'll be coming up this week for more. That's going to be a fun one. We did a refinish and a rescue of patio furniture, trying to get that thing dialed in for springtime. So you know what time it is? It is time to give away our favorite product, 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner, a 64-ounce hose and attachment. If you want to be cleaning all that algae, mold, mildew, just spray it, hose it off, no more pressure washing, safe to use around your lawn, plants, but you got to use it as directed. So be careful with it. Follow the directions. That's the number one thing you can do out there, is just follow the directions. Let's go caller number 13. Call number 13 at 503-733-4101. 503-733-4101. Tell Donovan hello when you call in. And he's going to be over there. He's got his hands moving. So that number again, 503-733-4101 for 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner, 64-ounce hose and attachment. You just got to remember, you got to pick it up here at the station, which is in downtown Portland. So that's the only little rule to that. That's the big one. So follow that one. You'll be set to go. So, well, we've been talking lots of different things out there. There are so many different things that have been going on in the world of home improvement out there. We're going to get into here in a little bit. We're going to talk about some of these new connected home things. And I tell you what, there's a lot of new things out there with that. I want to talk about something that I put up on Facebook this last week that was a pretty hot topic. And it was kind of a big discussion when I was back at Milwaukee Tools here again as well. And that Scripps Networks, who basically is your HDTV and all those different people, were purchased by Discovery Networks. So it's going to be interesting to see how that changes television, because every time these things happen, you know, television changes. You know, Spike TV used to be big, and then they changed around and turned over to Paramount Network. You're seeing all these different changes out there. You know, the I think we're going to see a trend on our specialty TV stuff like that, going to more of the web formats. I think, and it's my prediction, that you're going to see with television, especially with cable TV, I think that hundreds of channels is going to be dialing way back. And I think you're going to see lots of changes with that. And I'm kind of excited to see how it changes some of these TV network shows out there, because I'll be honest, I've got a lot of friends in TV that are doing these home improvement shows out there. And you'd be surprised. I mean, I've got friends out there that were just making hundreds of bucks a day doing these shows, and they're national TV hosts. And so they definitely, the fame and glory out there for some of these people is great, but it doesn't pay well, especially when you've got people out there that are professionally doing these trades that are maybe contractors or designers and things like that. So it's definitely a double-edged sword out there with some of these shows. And I think maybe, you know, competition is good, don't get me wrong, but I think that maybe with, you know, with some of these shows that dialing the back and getting some of these, what I'd call misinformed shows are pretty good. Some of these things on some of these networks I'm not a fan of, because they end up being pretty well staged. And, you know, there's certain shows out there that you watch. Let's say you watch one of those house buying shows where they go and pick out three shows. Three homes, I mean. So if you have three homes you get to pick out as a door number one, door number two, door number three. And if you go and take a look at that show, and I'm not going to name my name here, but if you're out there doing that, if you actually go to apply to be on one of those shows, that one specific, you actually have to have a house on the application in escrow ready to purchase. So you already have a house most of the way purchased at that point. So some of those are little staged. So definitely something you got to be careful with. So I want to get your calls, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And Lori from Vancouver, thanks for winning that 30 seconds outdoor cleaner, 64-ounce hose and attachment. If you didn't win, don't worry. Just tune in next Saturday from noon to 2, and we got two more to give away. So that's the fun part of this. So Lori's going to have some cleaning to do when she comes and picks it up here at the station. I love it. Well, I want to talk a lot about different stuff out there. I know our friends over in Eastern Washington, I saw some stuff. They've been dealing with some flooding over there. And I was looking online watching this last week, some of the pictures over in West Richland over there with flooding and stuff. So our thoughts to all those people out there being affected by some of that as well. Well, I don't know if you guys saw in the news this last week. It was kind of interesting. I saw a cool story. Amazon's showing off these new Alexa-filled homes of the future, which I think is kind of cool and maybe somewhat creepy at the same time. So Lennar Homes has been doing out there with Amazon. They've teamed up to do these full-powered Alexa smart homes, you know, and I don't know. These are their Amazon experience centers. And I'll be honest, I'm a little torn on these things. And here's why. Technology is ever-changing. And I'm always concerned when you build things into homes, if it's not planned right. I mean, I don't know. My home now, I don't have a landline, but I got all this wiring for a landline. I wouldn't want to be paying too much to have all this connected stuff where in maybe 3, 4, 5 years, it's kind of not going to be working again. It's like having an old 2002, 2003 car you're driving around that has the navigation system in the car that looks like it's a 1982 Atari game. It's not as fun with that technology when it goes out of date. And I do like the idea of it, but there's also something creepy to me about Alexa sitting there talking to me when I didn't need to talk to Alexa. So we're going to talk about that more when we come back. And I want to get your calls on a little bit of this connected home stuff. 877-733-1011. Just as soon as Around the House returns. With Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each Saturday from noon to 2 all over the Radio Northwest Network. Listen to a little bit of Jade right there. He 17, actually just turned 18 last week. So he's that kid that we've had playing in the show now, and he's been playing some big shows in Seattle. So that's a lot of fun. Like listening to that, watching him kind of take off. We're getting to watch him kind of start from beginning and watch him grow. So it's kind of fun as a musical artist.
I believe next time he comes into the Portland area, you'll probably see two guys from Around the House.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Well, hey, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Dare Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at adarehomes.com, and that is CCB593. Well, it's kind of interesting. Producer Donovan over here just put together kind of a good list, and I thought this was a great topic since we've been talking about hoarding today. This is basically a really good list of 9 things that you should kind of consider to help identify if someone there is a hoarder. And I wanted to hit on this because it's such a great list. Number one, parts of your home have become inaccessible. So, can't get to that bedroom. Can't get to that closet. Yeah, something to think about. Two, there is no organization to the clutter. That makes sense. Three, the vast majority of the items you hold have no real monetary value. That's kind of the difference of maybe hoarding and maybe collecting.
Yeah.
Maybe you're grabbing something that's just not quality, or it's just trash, to be honest. You know, you have piles of unwashed dishes and laundry. To some extent. I mean, yeah.
That's not always a big sign of hoarders. That's just.
Well, but if you watch on TV, you can see, you know, they've got like four sets of dishes, for instance, that are not washed and it's piled up 3 feet high. That's a problem.
Yeah. There you go.
You know, and that's one then too. Toilet, showers and the like are never scrubbed. Well, yeah, that's one too. I mean, you'll see with hoarding situations, you walk into a bathroom that's inaccessible maybe, or even the kitchen's inaccessible. And then it's got stuff growing on it, so that's a good one, too. And then you'll find yourself increasingly socially isolated. That is one of the parts, too. People get embarrassed. They pull back. That's a good one. You'll find yourself combative or defensive if someone mentions the state of your home. It's pretty common with hoarding.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a big defense mechanism with that. And number 8 is a big one here. You have an unwillingness to give up items. That's kind of another one that's really good. And number 9, additional anxiety or mental illness, as hoarding often accompanies other illnesses or anxiety, which is true. So that's a big one. You know, we want to get your calls 877-733-101. 877-733-101. I want to talk about this kind of stuff. I want to talk about your projects. It's Mother's Day weekend here.
It's gorgeous outside.
It is beautiful. Happy Mother's Day weekend to all your moms out there that work 365 days a year, 24/7, and you only get a day. I can't help that. You deserve more because you're moms.
You are.
It's all good. So give us a call in here. We want to talk about some of this stuff. And there are so many projects out there, and we're going to be talking next week about exterior projects. We're going to dive into that because there are so many things outside now that it's nice. You know, I want to talk a little bit about controlling wasps and pests and things like that, you know, to making sure your bird feeders are under control, because those can be a whole thing out there as well. Because I tell you what, I have seen more issues with bird feeders causing pest problems. 877-733-1011, because it's a mess, and we're going to dive into that, because that's a good topic, because I know, looking outside, there's a lot of people planning those outside yard
barbecues.
Barbecue season.
Absolutely.
So, we're going to get JT in here sometime, too, and talk barbecue. So
you're already making me hungry.
I know. We're all getting hungry in here. Let's talk a little bit more about this connected home stuff, because we started to talk about it, went out to break, and you know, I like some of the connected home stuff. I've got a lot of it at my house, I'll be honest. I've got the all the different, you know, doorbells and thermostats. And that is one thing I did. And I had a struggle last year at my house, and I want to talk about this. I have the Nest thermostat, but I've got a 2-story house with a single, you know, heating air conditioning thing. Well, upstairs, I've had a problem with it always being, because I've got a kind of vaulted ceiling that goes up to the upstairs. It's always 10 degrees hotter up there if I don't have the fan running. And so I was trying to come up with a better way to do it. Well, Nest has come out with a remote Bluetooth thermostat that you can put in a room. So you can hang it on the wall, and a Bluetooth will measure the temperature up there and will start to notice the air difference. And so it'll turn the fan on. It'll take that temperature into consideration when using your stuff. And it has made a huge difference in my house, which means if it's using it, it's going to be efficient, because now it can turn the fan on. It's already recognized on my phone. It goes, oh, this room is hotter than what it is downstairs. And so it already knows that. So it anticipates for both rooms, and you can get multiple of these things and put a few on there, which is really neat. So,
well, it's not like it's going to overcompensate and try and cool the house more by kicking on. Instead, it's going to hit the fan.
It's going to move it around a little bit. Exactly. Yeah. And move it around. So it's really cool, because I've noticed it a huge difference already, and we haven't even gotten into the heat of the summer yet. So we'll see what happens. So that in technology is great. But like I was saying before, some of these things like the Alexas and stuff, I'm not on board 100% yet.
It's a little, I'm hesitant as well, especially with as many of the tech companies and whatnot that you see people getting hacked, and all of these things become vulnerable. The last thing you want to be vulnerable is your home.
Yeah, I don't want to have somebody be able to listen in there too easily. But, I mean, we've got one Alexa device in the house. I don't know. To me, it's almost more irritating sometimes. If I have to ask it 3 different times or 3 different ways to dim the lights, I can just go over and dim the lights. You know, that's kind of my thing. But it is fun, though, to mess with everybody. Like, we left the other day, and we were heading out to, I think, to dinner last week or a couple weeks ago. And I noticed the girls had a horror movie on. So what did I do? I got out to the car and swiped on the lights and was flashing the lights off and on in the kitchen right next to it. That's where the fun of a parent of having some online control is. Because I tell you what, it's kind of fun to be able to go up, down, up, down, up, down and make the lights flicker. And then they swear at you on your phone because they text you and tell you what you're doing. And it's like, yes, mission accomplished.
Did it.
It's like you can do that with your outdoor sprinkler system, too.
Oh,
you know, it's great. Kids are out playing in the yard. Let's cool them off for a little bit.
It's hot outside.
It's hot outside. Like it. Swipe on. So
watch them scatter.
Watch them scatter. Clear the lawn. So, but you know, it's funny. I mean, those things, you know, I had my Ring doorbell, for instance, is a great one. You know, the Washington County Police, we had that shooting down the street from my house, and they were very interested in what I had on my Ring camera. And of course, I provided them any information they needed. But that stuff like that is interesting when you see that stuff. It's it helps. It helps.
Well, that, and especially if you do, I mean, I know you in the past have done online shopping through Amazon or whatnot, and to see when the deliveries are coming and know when it's there, and that keeps your items safe.
You know, that's one of the things, too. We'll hit this before break. You can go online now and go onto the U.S. Postal Service and sign up for informed delivery. What's that tell you? It tells you what's showing up in your mail that day. So it has a scanned picture of what's showing up in your mail and packages. So if you do that and then you sign up over to UPS.com and get their app and sign onto that, and you do the same thing with FedEx, you can pretty much know what's going to be showing up that day. And that's kind of handy to have, because now you can kind of plan that stuff that, hey, wait a minute, that package didn't show up it was supposed to. Mm-hmm. You can get on top of it versus wondering why it didn't show up. And that's kind of the fun stuff. So there's apps and stuff out there that can be really helpful when you're doing stuff, because, well, you can kind of prevent maybe some of those package thefts. And even though you know, it's not the holidays these days, Amazon shop, and I got two packages showing up tomorrow.
It happens, you know? Year round.
It does. And I've got a really cool, fun no solicitor sign showing up that I'm gonna have some fun with, and maybe I'll show some pictures on Facebook this week when I get it installed. Hey, when we come back, it'll be the last segment of the show, and we'll wrap everything up in a nice little bow just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House, where I hope we've answered some of your questions and helped you, well, maybe get a project or two under control. I want you to jump onto our Facebook page, because this is where you're going to find all week long more content. We talked a bunch of stuff this week. Go over to Around the House with Eric G. So over on Facebook, so you just go at ATHKXL, like and follow. If you've got a friend that maybe needs some helpful advice on home improvement, send them over there. And then have them like and follow. Now, we do have a group that we do, and this was kind of fun this week. We have the Around the House Nation, which is a Facebook closed group, which means jump on there. Either Jordan and I, or one of us, is going to sit there and accept you into the group. And once you get into the group, this is a fun, nice place where everybody talks projects and stuff. But I thought it was really cool this week. We had somebody was asking about concrete block, reusing it and what to do with it. All of a sudden, somebody commenting on there is a nationally known Manhattan, New York City architect that does nationally known projects, and he's commenting on helping somebody else out on what to do with this used concrete CMU block. And I'm like, that is awesome to see that kind of stuff. We've had, you know, Damon Bennett from Homes on Homes fame, and Skip Bedell, of course, who's a friend of mine and a friend of the show. So it's fun to see people diving in on that stuff And some of the stuff that we've been sharing on there is absolutely great. So make sure you jump over there, too, because that's a great, safe place, because there's only a couple rules. One, everybody has to be respectful, and everybody has to be nice to each other. And so far, we've got a great group of people over there. So that's the nice thing with a closed group is we can actually do something with that.
And no politics.
Nope, no politics. We don't get into that. That is a politics-free zone, just like how we try to keep this show as well. So plenty enough places to find that. We try to give people a little bit of a break for that because that way we don't have one half fighting against the other half.
Absolutely.
It makes it pretty simple. So next week we're going to have some good stuff with the shows coming up. We're going to have a fun talking outdoors. And I'm really looking forward to that. And our SoundCloud for hour number one is up as well. And I was just talking to you off air here. It is fun to look this over the last year here, back to the first of the year, what countries we have listening to us on Around the House.
We reach a lot more people than I would have thought we did.
Yeah. So looking back, I mean, we've got United States, of course, here. But as far as listening to the podcast, we got Vietnam, India, Brazil, Thailand, Russian Federation, Curacao, Japan, France, Argentina, Ecuador. And these are all hundreds of people listening to the show after the show ends or streaming it online. But this is really the podcast listeners. So all of you people out there, thanks for our 68,000 people that have been listening to the podcast so far of Around the House. I think it's really cool and really fun.
Yeah, we can't thank you enough.
Yeah, so all you people listening to the podcast, thank you so much. All of you listening live all over the Radio Northwest Network. And if you're listening to on a station right now that you don't have it locally, make sure you get a hold of your local station and ask for Around the House, because we'd love to be on more stations around here in the Northwest and across the country. So that is part of the Radio Northwest Network. That's really fun. So I'm looking forward to getting the barbecue going here soon.
I can't wait to get some steaks and some burgers.
Maybe exactly.
Have a good get together. That'll be
fun. Yeah. And I've been working on the back deck, getting that kind of put together. I had to make some temporary repairs this year, which was fun. It's going to get replaced later on this year. So it's just, all right, better shore this up, get a few little things dialed in. We've got a big crew coming over for Mother's Day brunch. So we're kind of trying to get that finished up. So, you know,
running out of time.
Oh yeah. Got to get that deck scrubbed up a little bit, get it all dialed in. So we'll have some fun with that. And, you know, always got to have that thing super clean.
Absolutely.
So yeah. So anyway, take a look this week on, you'll see it up on the Around the House page. I've got more Good Day Oregon segment. I'm going to take Julie's grandmother's old patio furniture set and do a complete rehab on it and show you what you can do with what some people thought was junk. So that'll be kind of fun. And that'll be coming up on Wednesday on Fox 12, Morgan to Oregon. That goes 9 to 10 here in the Portland area. Or a little later in the day, you can catch it on Around the House with Eric G on Facebook, because I'll post it up there. That's the fun we're going to have this week. So, and then bunch of other content there as well. But, you know, that's all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to executive producer Jordan Vodder for making the show sound great, and Donovan Sargent, who rocked the communication center and kept us on track, and Dave Bourne, who was born ready to drive us from the captain's chair over there. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening. We want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing for remodeling, and, of course, renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love. Love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G, LLC. All rights reserved, copyright 2017. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House. We're all over the radio.
Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Are you tired of renting or pulling that worn-out trailer to the job site? Is that really the best look for your company? It's time to up your game and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, They are proudly made right here in Oregon with a dealer network all along the West Coast. What I love about my Summit trailer is that it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to be able to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business with something you'll feel proud of, pulling up to any job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at SummitTrailerMFG.com. Check out the dealer locator and find your nearest dealer at SummitTrailerMFG.com.